Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
West Ham manager David Moyes says his team must focus on their own games and not worry about the results of the other sides around them in the Premier League relegation battle. Leicester and Everton draw 2-2 last night, which keeps West Ham 4 points above the drop zone. Moyes says he wasn't able to watch the dramatic match in the Midlands.
I didn't pay any attention to it because my telly wasn't working, so I had no satellite signal, so I never ended up getting to watch the game. So I was going through my phone, so unfortunately I didn't get to see the game though.
West Ham face title challengers Manchester City tomorrow night.
What? So he won't. Sorry, the manager of West Ham United, his telly broke, so he was just on a little bit of Sky Sports. What are you talking about?
I've never been more proud to be Scottish. Oh, my telly broke. Couldn't you watch it, man?
I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying that at all. You couldn't not be watching the scores.
Or your
every West Ham fan in Essex was sat there watching that game.
No, right. Honestly, go to the pub. Anything, right? Right, just, that's, ludicrous.
Weather.
Well, it will continue to be dry and overcast. Some bright sunny spells are breaking through the clouds and temperatures on your big drive home reaching 12 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
What did you get up to this weekend in the style of a Craig David song?
Friday went
stop right there. In the style of a Craig David song. I went to
On Friday.
I went to a rave on Friday. I slept all day on Saturday. I went out with my mate on Sunday, and on Monday I sat and considered my life choices.
It's beautiful. I love that. Essex, what about you? What did you get up to this bank holiday weekend in the style of that Craig David song? Voice notes are the best way to do this.
What was so you could rehearse? No, thank you. What we need is a voice note because we want to make you the star of the show right now. What did you do this weekend in the style of a Craig David song?
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, around here!
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Essex, how are you? I hope you're doing okay. Tuesday, and we're back. Let's kick off with the Jonas Brothers. Love this tune. Here's Waffle House in the sunshine.
Turn it up louder. Yeah, give it to me. Just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
Radio Essex, Vemby and Goddard, Messi in Heaven, 3:10, and it feels like summertime.
It does.
Oh, it's good. Bank holiday weekend. Hope yours went well. Tell us how that went in the style of a Craig David song, please. It feels like a weird week this week. It feels like that week at school where you take games in.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't feel like a work. It feels like we're in the bank holiday zone. We've got another one coming up. It's like 3 days
it's like
off.
They're never at school.
Yeah, it's like that. Izzy from Rain, age 10. Weekend in style of a Craig David song, please.
Finished school on Friday. I chilled and rode my pony on Saturday.
Wow.
I chilled and played with my sister's hamster on Sunday. And I done a horse riding competition on Monday.
Oh, Izzy, that's amazing.
Living her best life.
Yeah,
Izzy.
That's amazing. Thank you. Mine was, I dug up the garden on Saturday, had a barbecue on Sunday, discovered Death in Paradise on TV and watched it back to back on Monday.
Nice.
Have you ever seen that?
What did you do on Sunday? Because you missed out Sunday.
Barbecue. Saturday was digging up garden. Oh, okay. Sunday barbecue. Okay. And then I watched one episode of Death in Paradise with Ralph Little.
Is it good?
It's a series that's been on. I've probably seen it on and off over the years.
But never really like...
Never watched it back to back for a whole day. Yeah.
And that's what you did?
Pretty much on Monday. A bit of gardening, but mainly I got addicted to Death in Paradise, which is really good.
Okay.
And I think I might become a police officer in Barbados.
Okay.
It looks good. It looks like quite a chill thing to do. We'll do Scots in a second. What about you, Essex? Your weekend in the style of a Craig David tune, please. Get those into us. 12 minutes after 3, big drive home, Radio Essex for Tuesday with Ed Sheeran. His eyes closed. It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, eyes closed. Big drive home for Tuesday. Ed Sheeran said he will give up music if he loses this court case he's fighting at the moment. Which would be which
not
would be
another
horrible.
One with the.
It's Thinking of You and Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. So the thing is about music, which people don't understand, is that there's not that many notes.
No, absolutely. That's what he said. He said that in court. He's like, yes, it's got C in it and D. But like, so is every song.
But the thing is, right, so there's some that you go, oh my God, that's unquestionable. It's there. It's, you can hear it, right? But there's a thing about not knowingly doing it and knowingly doing it.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
So, and that's very hard to prove in court, whether you knowingly done something, plagiarised it or didn't, right? But there's not that many notes to choose from, so it's going to sound like something.
Yeah.
It's that's it.
Yeah.
So now we lose Ed Sheeran because...
Well, he might, I mean, the court case is active, so he might win it, he might lose it. But yeah, I think he's just said, if I lose this case, that will be it. And his nan died today as well. He's having a pretty tough time.
Yeah, so...
And is he in New York fighting this case?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so it's he's away from home. Must be pretty awful. Must be pretty lonely as well, because he's not in a band, is he? He's on his own.
No. If he writes the songs with his eyes open...
Yes, that's the way to do it.
Then he won't plagiarise people.
We're not plagiarising Craig David.
No,
this is a different song. Go on then, Scott. How was your weekend?
Right, this is good. This is a weird one. I'm going to start from Thursday.
Okay.
Because...
Oh, you weren't here. Yeah.
So, went to a gig on Thursday. Can't remember where it was because I'm so busy. I got home on Friday. Had a bit of a chill in the hot tub. Went to Scotland on Saturday. Chilled from the hangover Sunday. Just left the funeral Monday.
Wow, full on weekend.
It's an emotional one. yeah.
And now back here to get back to it.
Yeah, and then got here and I'm not actually here.
You are here.
I am here.
Yeah, don't say you're not here because...
Oh, because say people think it's pre-recorded.
We do that when we pre-record
shows. No, I am here. Look.
You're here, yeah.
Right, 18 minutes past three.
Yeah, it's 18 minutes past three. Check your watch, we're definitely here. Right, coming up, Zara Larsson, Can't Tame Her. We'll get into that next. I haven't heard that for ages. Post Malone, Mark Morrison, Cooped Up, Return of the Mac. 3:27, Chris and Scott in the Sunshine for Tuesday. Guys, which celebrities do you think you're better looking than? The average man thinks he's better looking than Simon Cowell, Russell Crowe, James Corden, and five of his mates. According to a survey, which puts the top bloke that 87% of us think we're better looking than is Wayne Rooney. poor Wayne. 87% of blokes going, yeah, no, I'm better looking than Wayne Rooney.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not being funny. Like, listen, he's better at football.
Yeah.
He's better at football.
Next on the list at number two, 84% of us think we're better looking than James Corden. 77% of us think we're better looking than Michael McIntyre.
No, right, no, okay, so James Corden is a... I actually think James Corden's a good-looking guy.
He's good-looking and successful as well.
The Wayne Rooney one, I'm sorry, Rooney, like... You're a great footballer, but...
James Corden, 84% of us think we're better looking than James Corden. 77% of us think we're hotter than Michael McIntyre. Fourth place went to Simon Cowell. 72% of us thought we were better looking than Simon Cowell. And the other ones to make up the top five was Steve Coogan or Alan Partridge.
Yeah,
I think I'm better looking than Alan Partridge.
Yeah, but like, so Simon Cowell, well, he's older than us. So,
yeah.
Well, me.
But he's got a lot of fans, though, hasn't he, that love him, think he's cute.
Yeah, but he needs to pull the trousers down, doesn't he?
I feel sorry for the 13% of people that think Wayne Rooney's better looking than them.
I do.
Radio Essex, Doja Cat, SZA, and Kiss Me More. 3:35, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Bank holiday weekend just gone. Bank holiday weekend coming up. I think everybody, or quite a lot of people, are on holiday this week, aren't they?
Well, yeah, because you can, like, utilise the... days off.
Yeah, you got Tuesday, Wednesday. If you took Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, how many days would you have off? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You'd get 10 days off.
That's good.
Wow.
We didn't work that out, did we?
No, we should have done that.
I could have done that.
Yeah, we could have done that. But I noticed just driving in this morning, the 127 was empty, Southend was empty, Wickford was empty. There's nothing going on.
That wasn't the case on Saturday when I was trying to go to the airport. And
oh, you got really stuck, didn't you?
No, stuck to the point where I thought, I phoned Kerry and I said, there's no chance I'm making this plane. And I got to the airport and my plane was going to take off in 12 minutes.
Wow.
I made it.
That's still earlier than you get here before the show, though. Because that was 3 minutes.
This is not a plane, is it?
It still starts at 3 o'clock, though.
Was I
dead
here?
On?
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
I'm just saying, in less time than you've actually... You gave more time to get to the plane.
Yeah.
So, fair play to you.
Exactly.
Hello to Lily, who says, hey, Chris and Scott, please can you play me a tune? Scamp for Girls, This Ain't a Love Song. We don't normally do requests, but I know so many people that went to Ollie Murs on Saturday. So everyone in the office is reminiscing because the support act was Scouting for Girls.
Wow, that's incredible.
So, yeah, if you went to see Ollie Murs and Scamp for Girls, good old throwback, absolute tune from Lily, and it helped me kind of remember what it was like on Saturday. Apparently, it was an amazing gig. Scouting for Girls, one of the best bands I've ever seen live. I think they're incredible.
I was at a show not long ago and they were on the same stage. They were really amazing.
Really good. Here's This Ain't a Love Song. It's David Guetta and Becky Hill, Crazy What Love Can Do, 10 to 4. Chris and Scott, big drive home for Tuesday. What could be wrong with eating a banana in a museum? What could possibly go wrong? You're in a museum, you're in an art museum, you got a banana, you're eating it, you found the banana.
Right, okay, right.
You're eating it.
Finding a banana and then eating the banana is already a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I'm gonna say, as a guess, I'm gonna say you drop the banana.
Nice, yeah.
Then someone slips over the banana peel, crashes into a very expensive artifact.
Okay, yeah.
That costs millions of pounds because it's a dinosaur head.
I can give you a clue. It's cost £96,000.
It's a dinosaur egg.
A little Fabergé. Fabergé egg.
And it's broke and you've gone, oh, is that stolen banana?
Or a student visited a museum which featured a banana taped to a wall as one of its exhibits.
No, oh, it's art. Oh, no, they've eaten art.
The installation's previous editions have been auctioned for around £96,000. So they've showed footage from the museum.
Gengoff's gone, what's going on?
The footage shows this student's walking around, sees a banana. Oh, banana.
Who just sees a banana? Right, who sees a banana strapped to a wall and goes, well, I'm quite peckish.
He did. Walked up to this banana, took it off the wall, peeled it and walked off.
Oh, no.
After which he reattached the banana skin to the wall. He made no effort to hide what he'd done and instead stood proudly in front of a camera which was filming him eating the banana. When asked about why he did this, the student said, I was hungry. I didn't have breakfast. And that damaging a work of art couldn't also be interpreted as artwork. So he's basically saying, because of what I did, and then taped the skin back to the wall,
I've created
more art.
He has got a little bit of a point. He has. He's got... So what he's... I've made this better. This is now the... Like, he could call it the absence of a banana.
Exactly, yeah.
Couldn't he? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So if it was called banana...
It was called banana, I think.
Yeah, it's now called the absence of a banana. It's worth more money. He's a genius.
But I don't understand when have artists become so lazy? Like you mentioned Van Gogh, he would have painted and that, and then, let's get that vase perfect and the sunflower. Oh, it's beautiful. And now it's like... Oh, don't forget you've got to do some art by the end of the day.
No, but that's what I mean.
Oh, just put this banana
on
tape.
He's got a bit of blue tape. He's gone, oh, I've got no time.
Do you want a banana?
Then he's looked through his bag. He's gone, oh, have I got any paint? No, I've got no paint. Have I got any pencils? Oh, I've got no pencils. Have I got any oil? No, I've got nothing. I've got a banana. Well, and some tape.
Yeah, tape that to the wall. Job done.
Oh, 96 grand.
6 minutes to 4, big drive by May Stevens. It's May Stevens, and if we ever broke up, Radio Essex.
So, Chris, you know, like, we're just talking about the...
banana.
The banana thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's irrelevant. Like, we didn't need to talk about the banana for me to bring this up, but, like, I was wondering whether you wanted to buy some art.
Yeah, I love art. Yeah. What have you got? Is it a painting?
It's not a painting.
Yeah. Is it a sculpture?
No. No, it's not. It's not. I wouldn't say it's a sculpture.
Okay, what have you got?
I've got an apple, right?
Yeah.
Right. But it's a half-eaten apple.
Wow.
Right? And,
yeah.
it says, used to be the Big Apple.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
As the thing.
How much is that?
£106,000.
Seems fair. I don't know how they priced this, though, like with that banana.
Just like I did.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. Because they've gone to the museum with this banana taped to a wall and they've gone, it's about £96,000.
Oh, can I buy it, please?
It's crazy. News and travel coming up next at 4 with Stevie Shillinglaw, and we're back to the hits in moments.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Enjoying being back at work after the bank holiday?
I'm enjoying this new music.
Do you like all the new music?
Yep.
Do you think anyone's noticed?
I noticed.
I noticed.
Speak a wee bit quicker.
Sounds great.
It does.
It's, did you notice?
I don't know if people do notice.
Oh, surely.
It's just different music. It's different. Is everything different? The travel music's different.
Travel's different. Yep.
The whole news bed's different. Everything's different.
Yeah. Just keeping it fresh.
It's the remix.
Yes.
It's the news. It's the remix.
Let's go.
This is where hit music lives. Play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
That's different.
Yeah?
This is all different. This bit of music's different. This is the bit where we can talk in between till he starts talking again.
This is
there you go.
The hit music station.
That's different.
Radio Essex.
And then this is the same Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding that you already know.
I ain't worried about it.
It's Radio Essex, Big Drive Home, One Republic, and I ain't worried. It's 4:10. We talked about this last week on the show that a zoo, I think it was Blackpool Zoo, were looking to hire people that would be willing to dress up as a giant bird. Do you remember?
Yeah, no.
To scare other birds away. So it was to scare seabirds away.
Yeah, it's going really well.
It is working really well.
No.
You got the job?
100%.
Yeah, it's a good job.
Yeah, no, it's really, really good.
They did an update today, nearly 200 people from around the world applying for this job.
Unlucky.
to scare seagulls away. People have applied from countries such as Australia, India, Uganda, Ukraine. I mean, people have applied from everywhere. Some have even sent in videos of themselves in bird outfits as though they're auditioning for Big Brother.
We just before we put the mics up, we said to Tom how much it was, and he said, I would be up for that. I mean, literally.
It's £10.80 an hour, so it's about £24,000 a year.
I'd be well up for that.
To just scare birds.
I could do that.
You just stand there with your big wings and then just go, flap, flap. And they go, oh.
No. Wah! Wah! Wah!
If you did that, I reckon you'd get more money.
Yeah, well, I reckon so.
Definitely. I got rid of a pigeon this morning in the old garden.
Did you?
Yeah, because I'd done all the grass. I said I did loads of gardening this weekend and I reseeded quite a lot of my lawn.
Were they eating your seed?
They love it. And they love a bit of seed.
Here's a bit of grass.
So first of all, I let the cat out because I thought, well, at least the cat would stop the birds. Nope, cat was like, oh, seeds. So I was like, right, this isn't working. So I got the cat back in. And then, because there was a little bit of wind around this morning, little stick in the ground with a pink bin bag, wind hits it, and it makes a flap. This bird was scared.
So hang on, have you just completely ruined the fact that, so some poor guy now who's just about to get this job.
He could be replaced by a pink sack.
By a pink sack?
yeah.
On a stick.
Chuck it in the ground. Wait for the wind to hit it, because a bin bag makes a noise, doesn't it, when wind hits it? Exactly. But it also flies up in the air like some kind of giant pink bird, like an emu.
Oh, my God. You know what? You've solved it.
I literally just put this stick in the middle of the grass where I'm reseeding, pink bin bag, and just wait for a bit of wind. There's no birds going to land there.
Do you know what you should do?
What?
March into Dragon's Den, go bosh. go, oi, bosh, look at this.
It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers, 16 minutes after 4 on The Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Thank you for having us on. A couple of good stories around this weekend. Grange Hill stars are set to return for a school version of a movie of the school version. So they're actually redoing Grange Hill for a movie.
Please tell me this is true.
This is completely true. You don't know what Grange Hill is, do you?
No.
The rest of us here, we're like, oh, wow. Have you ever seen a Grange Hill episode?
No, I've not seen a Grange Hill.
Because it was... I'm sure that is my daughter, because it was still going for a while, wasn't it? Even when we stopped watching it, because we weren't kids anymore.
It wasn't the same.
No, it wasn't, but it was still on.
Yeah.
But it's set to come back. So Phil Redmond, he was the guy that wrote it. He wrote Brookside as well. He's working on a reboot for the classic series, and his teased fan favourites will be back, including...
Not Zamo.
Todd Carter.
Yes.
Sean Maguire. And Lee McDonald.
Oh, so Lee McDonald is Zamo.
Yes. Yeah. And they're all back. Apparently, the film's been directed by Sarah Sugarman. She played Jessica Samuels on the show years ago as well. And filming is due to begin later this year.
I mean...
Grange Hill's coming back.
That would be... No, the thing is, don't tease me, because I really hope this happens.
It says that filming's due this year, and it says that the BBC show's original cast included Todd Carter, Sean Maguire, and Lee McDonald, and they've been named in this movie remake.
So,
because otherwise, if it was just a movie of a school called Grange Hill, but it didn't have the same people in it, that wouldn't work.
Well, no. But the thing is, like, what you got to understand is, because it was such a big thing back when it was written in the, late 80s, 90s, yeah. Right? So, Lee, I'd done a show with him called Celebrity Scissorhands.
I remember, yeah.
And he's such a nice man, right? So, Lee McDonald, who played Zamo. And... He'd
become something after Grange Hill. Was he a locksmith?
That's what he is. He's a locksmith. A locksmith. And he loves that, but he obviously wants to do, he would love to do that. He speaks really fondly about it. But the fact of the matter is that he's never really done anything after that in his career. He's done bits and bobs, but that's his thing.
Yeah.
And it'd be amazing.
But it must be weird to, I mean, obviously Tom and quite a lot of people won't remember Grange Hill, but if you think about being... so famous. I mean, they were celebrities. They were on top of the pops every week. They had records out. They had massive anti-drugs campaigns called Just Say No, which used to tour schools. I mean, these guys were megastars, but they were school kids.
Wow.
And they used to go, my mate used to be in Grange Hill. A couple of my friends were in Grange Hill because where I went to school was next to...
You were nearly in Grange Hill.
I wasn't allowed to be in it because I was so behind in maths, but I got off the bar in Grange Hill and I wasn't allowed to take it because my maths teacher... I'm not bitter. Actually, a decent part as well. Yeah, it came from my drama school. And Miss Groves at the time. Just said no, yeah, literally. So I became a radio DJ instead, which is fun.
Yes, you're doing well. You're still doing well.
But to think about how famous Zamo was, Lee McDonald was, back in the day, to the fact that it didn't continue for him.
You know what? If this happens, he deserves it massively.
It'd be huge. So we live and learn that. We'll keep you up to date, but that could be amazing. 4:20, big drive home for Tuesday. It's Radio Essex, Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, and new music coming from Justin Timberlake. Incoming. How long, Tom? Do we know?
I don't think they've actually given a date yet.
Haven't they?
No, I think that it's kind of like teasing it out a little bit, just trying to see if anybody...
I don't reckon he's made anything. I've got an idea. Let's pretend I've got new music coming out.
He couldn't be doing that. I don't think so.
Favourite showbiz story over the weekend has to be Ryan Reynolds and his wife Blake didn't go to the celebrity favourite Met Gala. Everyone goes to Met Gala. Anybody famous goes to the Met Gala. I think Daniel Ricciardo off of Formula One was at the Met Gala this weekend. It's the biggest place to go. Ryan Reynolds hosted it last year. He goes every year. Not this year, because this year he was on a bus going around Wrexham.
Do you know what, though?
I love that.
It's magical that the fact that he's gone, no, this is more important to me.
Yeah, it is.
Proves everything.
Absolutely.
About his character and about what he's achieved.
When we talked about how this show started, it would have been Disney going to him or him going to Disney, got an idea for a show. We give you a load of money, or you use your money. You buy a rundown football team in England. in the non-league and see what happens and we'll film everything. He's probably gone, yeah. And if somebody said to him at that moment, well, if you do well, will you not go to the Met Gala? He would have gone, no, of course I'm going to the Met Gala.
Exactly.
Of course I'm going to the Met Gala.
It's just for the telly.
Yeah. But, and then he's just got so invested financially, but also emotionally. Yeah. He's so tied to that club now. I don't think they had any... Do you know what? Watching season one, obviously none of us have seen season two yet because it's not out. But season one, you get to the end of it and you think, this isn't a short-term project anymore. Because at the beginning, it was a short-term project. Yeah. It was just something that I think it was a TV idea.
And actually, the people of Wrexham were kind of a bit, like, they felt that as well. They were like, well, do you know what? He's a movie star.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to pick us up and he's going to drop us and we don't want that. Because if you didn't know what had happened, they were all, like, the actual public and the fans were funding the wages of the players so they could, like, continue as a football team.
Yeah, so it's a non-league football team that were in the leagues, if you haven't followed the story. They dropped into the non-league. So very similar to Southend. Very similar to that story. Played in the same league as Southend.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney bought the club and the whole thing's been filmed for Disney Plus and it's just been promoted back into league.
Yeah,
two.
It's incredible, yeah.
Really good. If you haven't seen it, you've started watching it, you don't really like football, Tom.
Yeah, I watched it and then I got my mum to watch it because I told her about it and she's not that into football, but she's like, wow, this is an amazing
documentary. It's a story about dedication and it's a story about community.
There is some football in it, of course. It is. You see some matches but only like little bits, but it's more about the journey.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on Disney Plus. Doctor. Here he goes. Doctor. Kerry says, Doctor, I feel like a deck of cards. I'll deal with you later. It's very good. Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for everyone that's done the Doctor jokes over the weekend, which we've had a laugh looking at.
We have.
Thank you very much for those. 4:38, big drive home. Staying dry today. A mixture of cloud and sunny spells down to 4 degrees overnight tonight. Tomorrow, dry with early cloud expected to break through, allowing warm, sunny spells tomorrow. 16 the high. Right, Rita Ora, Fatboy Slim, new music on the way, and Dua Lipa coming up. It's Radio Essex, Dua Lipa, Elton John, Cold Heart. Coronation this weekend, of course. Another bank holiday weekend. King Charles has asked for the coronation ceremony in London to be scaled back and slimmed down.
Okay.
Save a bit of money. They reckon it's going to be around just £250 million.
£250 million. And that's scaled back, is it?
Yeah, that was the initial quote. Wow. Oh, no, the original estimate was £100 million. So when they first called in, we do coronations.com, and they went there and they said, yeah, we're looking for just, you know, standard coronation. We've got a king and a queen, dignitaries, bit of security. And they went, how much do you reckon it threw his teeth? £100 million.
It's a tooth dry because, you know, we've got to go to the canapes. They're expensive.
Do you want TV coverage? Bank holiday chucked in? You're looking at 100 mil.
Easy. What do you reckon? Derek, what do you reckon? 100 mil? Well, 110. But, you know, it's a king. Well, we'll do it for less.
£100 million. There's no odd number there. Just 100 million. £100 million. But now they've gone, actually, it's more like 250 million. If you were having your kitchen done at home, okay, this is the equivalent, they quote you 15 grand, and at the end they go, it's actually 60. You'd be like, yeah, that's not happening.
You'd go, hang on, we've got the same coasters.
Yeah. You told me 100 million, now you're saying 250 million.
Something's got to change.
You've doubled it and added another half on top. But they reckon 150...
Inflation,
yeah. 150 million of that is going on to security. It's a major operation because they've got to stop the activists sabotaging Coronation Day itself. So there's a huge number of armed officers on the streets. They've got snipers on the rooftops, police drones monitoring crowd for suspicious activity. Special forces are on standby as well as part of the counter-terrorism defence mechanism with Blue Thunder helicopters. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds incredible.
No, it sounds incredible. I'm just wondering whether Tom, do you reckon you could offer your services at all?
Yeah.
Maybe save them a few quid? Let's go down there and say to like the activist, just don't.
I could go there, but I've got a skateboard. So.
Yes. Just you could roll up on your skateboard and go, just...
Can you imagine if
I'll take you for a pint, mate.
Can you imagine if it said, police have got officers on the streets, snipers on the roof, police drones, Blue Thunder helicopters, and Tom will be there with his skateboard surveying the crowd.
Just don't do it. I'll give you a biscuit.
And he'll be dressed smart, but while he's skateboarding, he'll take his shirt off and wrap it round his waist like we did in school.
Yes. Oh, Tom, please go down there and send us pictures.
I'll go there and tell them the benefits of being vegan.
Oh, yeah, they'll love that.
Without chucking things at
Charles
them.
Charles is already on board with that, though, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he's quite... Good. Into all that. More than half of us are going to attend a garden party for the King's coronation next weekend. Party hosts are expected to spend an average of £350 on their event.
Wow.
Probably it'd be £700 because the Dublin and more. And it says that we will be playing games of rounders, homemade quiche and trestle tables and croquet. I don't think that's going to happen. I can't see us going, game of croquet, anyone?
I'll play.
I like croquet.
I prefer bowls.
Yeah, bowls is
good.
Can
we play bowls?
Yeah, they're good. Whatever you're doing this weekend, enjoy. Just watch the cost. If you've been quoted, watch the cost. It will rise.
If you see Tom going past on a skateboard, let us know.
He's got a blue light on the back of it.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
A to Z of music is coming up, or is it not coming up? Oh, we are doing it. It's only a 4-day week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we'll do it.
Will we? I don't think...
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't have said that.
Hit music station, Radio Essex.
Niall Horan's coming up right now.
That's true.
Because I can see it.
That's true.
That's definitely happening.
Heaven
is coming up. Are we doing the A to Z of music? Because it's a 4-day week. I
forgot that it was a 4-day week.
What?
Yep.
I thought it was Monday.
Right, you okay, also, so that's why you put on the sheet for Chris to say the words.
That's happening. On my sheet also says Wednesday, middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? So I'm not going by the show privacy. This is the guy that sent us a voice note on Friday night, Saturday, saying he'd lost his car.
Lost his car. Yeah, and we let him run the show. So literally, that's coming. Like, just put that in your locker. That at some point, Wild Faults will not be Scott. It'll be Tom saying, I've lost my car.
I was genuinely concerned. It was about a 20-minute space of time where he was going, yep, can't find my car.
First, the first thing that he wrote was, wow. Yeah, just wow.
Here's Niall Horan and Heaven. Big Drive Home, 5:05. Is it us now, then? Yeah. Wow.
So what we were doing just then, we were talking about whether to do the A to Z of music or not. We've decided, and this is, I'm going to give you like a full rundown of how the conversation went. Right? Chris had his legs on the desk. He did. And so did I. And I said, oh, so what are we going to do then? And he went, oh, well, I don't know. And then Tom said, it's I. And we said, well, we're going to struggle. Why don't we just do it? Because it's going to be difficult.
Get it out of the way type deal. We'll do the A to Z of music in about 5 or 10 minutes time. We'll talk you through how we're going to do it this week, because it'll be slightly different, and next week as well, because it's a 4-day week next week as well. So we will work out how to
do it. What letter is it next week?
J.
It'll be easier.
Yeah, it'll be a lot easier. No, I think there's enough groups. Iron Maiden begins with I. And there's, you know, Imagine Dragons.
That's a group though, isn't it? And that's a group, isn't it?
Eni Kamosi.
That's a person, yes.
Yeah, Irene Cara. There's enough for us to, like, just...
Blag it,
definitely. A to the music coming up. It's 11 minutes after 5, Big Drive Home for Tuesday. Lewis Capaldi coming up, Joel Corry on the way as well. First, Lizzo, SZA, here is Special. It's Radio Essex, Lizzo and SZA with Special. The world's oldest bottle of wine is thought to still be okay to drink. It dates back 1,650 years.
Depends how it's been stored, Chris. Yeah, has it been stored?
I don't know. The priceless bottle of wine, it was brewed in the 4th century at some point between 325 and 359. That's the year.
Okay.
And by the looks of the bottle's current state, it's certainly seen better days. The bottle has been on display in a museum for over 100 years, with experts wondering whether they should try it out. Who's thinking that? We should open this.
No, right, see, I'm quite big on this, right? Not that I'm a specialist, because I watch a lot of these When I say porn stars, I mean it in a...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, in the normal term.
P-A-W-N.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. I watched a lot of these programs, because when I actually said to my wife the other day, I'm watching loads of these porn stars programs. She gave me a different look, and I had to explain myself quite quickly before she chucked something at me. Yeah, so I've been watching a lot of this on TikTok, and a guy walked into... one of the places with like a bottle of champagne.
Yeah,
it's completely ruined because you've got to store it in the correct way. Otherwise, the liquid inside it isn't worth anything.
Because with a red wine, you don't have to. It doesn't go in the fridge, does it? It's not the same as white wine. So
still,
red wine
can still go corked. You've got the whole idea of the cork is that so you have to store it downwards so the liquid's touching the cork.
Right, okay.
So you don't lose, from evaporation, Chris, you don't lose the alcohol.
Such an expert.
Out the top of the bottle. Well, no, listen, it never lasts long enough. I drink it. It doesn't last that long in my gaff. But you don't, but it, the cork's got to be wet, is the point.
Okay, so experts are wondering whether they should try out, for obvious reasons, they've not followed through on that idea, because it's worth a lot of money. And also the fact that the liquid would probably most likely not survive in the atmosphere because of its age.
And because of evaporation, Chris.
And because of evaporation. But they do say that if one was to have a sip, while it would taste awful, it probably wouldn't kill you. That's the kind of drink I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is this going to kill me?
What's the special you got there? Oh, yeah, this is Brewcat. It's nice. It tastes awful. Probably won't kill you. I'll have a pint of that, please.
How much is it?
That seems like a random sales pitch. It's Radio Essex, Joel, Corey, Mabel, and I Wish. 5:27. Hope you're doing okay, Essex. Thank you for having us on. Whether you're on holiday still, a lot of people are taking these 4 days off. If you're wondering why the roads are quiet, because 4 days off means about 6 weeks holiday with all the bank holidays. It's I've got the summer off. 4 weeks off makes a big difference to your holiday allocation and gives you about 2 weeks off work, which is amazing. So if you've done that, fair play to you. But we're still doing this.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Slightly different this week. We normally do solo artists on a Monday and then dance acts and rappers and all that on a Tuesday. So what we'll do is we'll amalgamate. So if you've got a dance or a rap or a DJ, then that would be just work out what it is. If it's a dance group like, I can't think of any off the top of my head, Galantis,
yeah,
that would go down as a group. If it's a DJ like Fatboy Slim, put him down in a solo, so that'll be today.
Clever, Chris.
But it's got to begin with I. We're getting suggestions for anyway. Ice Cube, Iggy Pop, Iggy Azalea. And, yeah, that's pretty much all I can think of,
yeah,
beginning with I.
There's not many.
So a solo artist, beginning with I, and it's the first name we go with. So Irene Cara would work. Eni Kamosi would work. So you can have that. So beginning with I, dance act, DJ, anything like that, and a solo artist, beginning basically anything but a group.
Yes.
Beginning with I.
Because they're going to win on
They're
going to
do tomorrow in excess.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us. Let us know who you think we should go with. And you can grab us on the app as well. It's Radio Essex, Jonas Blue, and finally, 5:34. Joe Kinch back on the evening show tonight. He's back home tonight.
Joey, very happy he looks today.
He does, yeah. He's back on the radio. He likes it. I think when you do a different shift at work, it completely throws you, doesn't it?
Does. It mucks you up.
And now Joe Kinch is back where he lives, 6 o'clock tonight on Radio Essex. Right, the A to Z of music. Two solo artists beginning with I. We start with...
Oh, yeah.
Eni Kamosi. So if you want to hear Eni Kamosi, put the word Eni, which is I-N-I, in your message box. Get that over to us. Eni, I-N-I, 81400.
You can write Hot Stepper.
You can write anything that describes Eni Kamosi. Write Kamosi if you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it over to us. Or...
Yeah.
Idina Menzel and Let It Go.
From
if you want to
Frozen.
Hear, yeah, from off of Frozen.
Yeah.
If you're a radio station in Essex and you're talking about more music variety,
Let It Go.
We're offering you Let It Go or Eeny Kamosi comes on.
Here we are. Yeah,
let's talk about variety right now, shall we?
Excuse me.
We are owning that. You choose the tune, put Eeny Kamosi, Hot Step, or whatever you want to write, or Let It Go. You can put Frozen, Let It Go, Adina, or however you want to tell us. But let us know which song you think we should finish the show with tonight, and we'll play the winning song just before six. Get your votes in, 5:35. Oh, we need an end of the show. If you want to say the words Tuesday, completed it, mate. You can hit us up on the text, you can get us on the voice notes, but you need to say the words Tuesday, completed it, mate. If you want to get involved in that, you can end the show for us tonight. We'll do that in about 20 minutes' time. And you're still voting for Eeny Kamosi or Adina Menzel. Your choice of tune will play at the end of the show tonight. Let's continue with brand new music from RD and Cat Burns. It is Home for My Heart. It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits. Chris and Scott on the big drive home, 10 to 6, and the winning tune on the A to Z music coming up in just a second. It's either going to be Eeny Kamosi and Here Comes the Hot Stepper or Adina Menzel.
I like Kerry from Chelmsford's message. Definitely Eeny Kamosi, not that Frozen rubbish. Laugh out loud. Much love.
Mitzi's gone for Hot Stepper, but then you've got a lot of people. Lucy in Southend's gone for Frozen. Angie in Wisconsin, which is part of Essex.
It is, yes.
In America, called Frozen. And yes, loads. And Honey's gone for Frozen, but then Alan's gone for Hot Stepper. You'll find out the winning tune in moments. Coming back onto the radio tonight after... A bit of daytime coverage.
Yeah, you were covering for Connor Knight.
Yeah,
in the day
in New York.
Connor Knight in the day
up in New York,
and then he was off today randomly as well. But you didn't get the call. You didn't get the call.
who done that today?
Jack
done a double shift.
Oh, yeah. Jack champion on.
He double shifted. He did it. But their show's already 2.5 hours. A double shift is 5 hours.
It's 1 hour more than I do.
Hang on, sorry. That sounds a long time to me. sorry. Only a double shift's 5 hours. Well, I tell you what, that is double time and a half.
I think Joe wanted to get back onto the evening show, so he's back on the evening show tonight. Lauren did a fantastic job.
Yep.
Do you find it weird listening to somebody else doing the show?
Oh, do you know what? It's okay, like last week when I was... on the radio in the daytime because I'd already done it.
You'd been on air and done your thing.
The bit that was really weird was when I was off ill before and I had no control over being on the radio. I wanted to be on the radio, but you couldn't speak.
Yeah,
I couldn't talk. But
and somebody did your show for you. I'd find it weird when somebody does my show.
Yeah, no.
I mean, when I tune in and Ross and John are doing our show,
yeah, it's weird.
I'm like, step away from the radio, boys. I don't like it.
The weirdest one I had was when I went to a funeral last year and Connor did my show. Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah,
Connor did it and he stood in for me.
Yeah.
So you and Tom were still here. So I was listening to the show thinking...
You got FOMO.
It sounded really weird.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
All the buttons got pressed and there was still a bit of comedy.
All right. Calm down. Wow.
I must admit, I did miss this bit. This is the bit I missed the most.
Oh, you missed the banter and us calling you 12. You missed that.
I wonder what you were going to say there. Us calling you 12, I was like, what else is he going to say? But you said 12, which is the right thing.
Right. Right.
Joe coming up, 6 o'clock, hot 7 at 7 on the way, 8 o'clock special.
I forgot what I do on my show.
You've got a guest coming up, haven't you?
Have I?
I'm sure I read about a guest.
Have I?
Where did you read it?
I'm going to say it off air just in case it's not true. Is that happening?
It's been done.
KTB's been on. So. go and check that.
How was that interview?
About 2 weeks ago, I think.
How was that interview? Because did you listen in?
I loved it. Yeah. Oh, it was my favourite interview.
That'll be on the internet now, though, won't it? That'll be on Spotify.
It'll be on the internet. On Spotify.
On www. Yeah, you can get that on AOL.
Internet.com.
You'll definitely get that if you're checking out AOL and you're online. But when you're doing MSN later,
dial up.
Just start your dial up now, you'll get it at 12 o'clock tonight.
And you can stream a new song on LimeWire. Right, coming up then, Joe Kinch is on at 6. We've got one song to play, and it had to be, didn't it?
Let it go!
It's not, it's Eeny Kamosi. Here comes the Hot Stepper. Have a good night, see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Tuesday, absolutely completed it, mate. It's time.
The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.